Welcome back to the program. It is 7:40, and now is the time where we're going to take a look at, some of the bad behavior of others so that we can go into the weekend feeling pretty doggone good about our behavior. For example, let's talk about, a guy in Bloomington, Indiana named Jeremiah Scales. You see, he was arrested recently for selling synthetic weed out of his house. His neighbors had been suspicious for a while because they constantly saw people coming and going, But they didn't have any proof until they noticed on the side of a nearby garage, someone had written the words, "Drugs this way." Of course, if you've got a business, you got to advertise.
Sure.
With an arrow pointing to his house. Apparently, he is the one who wrote it so his clients could find him. He's now in jail. Six other people were arrested as well. In January, he bragged on his Facebook page that he'd finally gotten off probation. Wow. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Then there is the 26-year-old guy in Washington who knew his ex-wife was going to be flying to Las Vegas on Wednesday morning. And he was in the mindset that he decided, I'd like to mess with her flight. So, of course, what do you think he did? That's right. He called in a bomb threat.
Sure.
The flight ended up leaving less than 2 hours late. The guy was arrested for making a bomb threat and felony harassment. Felony. Felony means you go to jail for an awfully long time. Then, what would this segment be without a story from my home state, 27-year-old Peter James Bonfiglio of Port Charlotte, Florida, apparently needs to go to a gun safety class. Maybe a class where they teach people to tell better lies. I don't know. But James accidentally shot himself back in October. He told the police that a robber in the woods had shot him. But after the investigation, the cops realized that this guy had shot himself and arrested him for filing a false report. You think you would learn your lesson. You're arrested and you've got a hole where you shouldn't have a hole.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, guess what? He did it again. He accidentally shot himself in the foot this time, then told the cops it was because he'd been robbed. The investigators, looked into it again, found out he was lying again. So for the second time in less than a year, he was arrested and jailed for filing a false report and for shooting himself and blaming it on a robbery.
He's got some mental issues, obviously.
That's probably a very good point. Yeah, he probably does. And that's enough to make you think, gosh, humanity, going right down the commode, huh? No, this will make you feel better.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
For any and all individuals that are currently in earshot, please feel free to courtesy laugh at the appropriate time. Chelsea Handler is moving her program to Netflix. This is all part of Netflix's plan to get people to cancel their subscription.
Now, wait a minute.
Huh?
She can be somewhat amusing at times.
Sure, when she's sober. Queen Elizabeth plans to visit the set of Game of Thrones. Apparently, the royals are huge fan of the show because they find the stories of incest so darn relatable. Never mind. Your ears are so big. The 9/11 recording of the situation, the 911 recording of the situation fighting with his brother has been released. It was less of a fight, really, and more of a debate whether or not America should intervene in Syria. I'm kidding. It was a fight over who used whose hair gel. Donald Sterling. Did you hear this? This is really stupid. Donald Sterling will not go away. He left nasty, threatening voicemails for two doctors.
The ones that found him incompetent.
Yeah. Actually, it was Dr. Dre and Dr. J. Those are the. This one's for you, Tom.
Yeah.
Washington Redskins defender Jason Hatcher is dealing with a knee injury. We're not going to know how serious it is until he meets with the team's medicine man.
Oh, man.
What? Researchers say you have 12 minutes to impress someone on a blind date. That number drops to zero if you arrive on a skateboard. A video of baby elephants playing soccer has become a huge hit on the internet. Aw. And even though watching baby elephants play soccer can, it may seem like a boring waste of time, it is still more exciting than watching the World Cup. A new study is also finding that if you live past 90, you probably will not die of cancer or heart disease. However, the study found that you will probably die of anything else. quit while you're ahead. Lesson here. An average of 350 slices of pizza are sold in the United States every second. Did you hear that loud boom? That was Michelle Obama's head exploding. Ben & Jerry's has introduced two new flavors of ice cream inspired by SNL sketches. They are distinctly different, but they share one similarity. Both contain very little chocolate. Summer starts tomorrow.
Now that's the joke. We've been looking for the joke.
That's the one?
That's the one.
All right, there it is.
Ah.
Summer starts tomorrow. Some people are not exactly liking summer. Matter of fact, they find it cruel. These people are called Bananarama. Mattel is coming out with the Entrepreneur Barbie. She comes with a cell phone, a tablet, and a LinkedIn account. And yes, she makes 30% less than Entrepreneur Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, House Speaker John Boehner said that the wheels are coming off the Obama presidency. Out of habit, General Motors announced a recall of President Barack Obama. That is a quick look at the news.
That's the best bunch we've had in quite a while, actually. There was more than one good joke in that pile.
Wow. That's the qualifier? There's more than one? All right, go forth and use all the information that we've provided to you for good, not for evil.
I love animals. I was dating this girl for a while, you know. She loved animals and outdoors, and she always wanted to go camping, you know. Just go camping. We'll sleep outside. I'm like, I don't want to sleep outside. That's why I work. She's like, all right, we'll get a cabin. They didn't even have showers in this thing, and we're hiking for like 3 days. We're all slimy, like we can't even take a bath. And she's like, hey, let's make love. I'm like, make love? I go, we'll burst into flames. What the hell are you talking about? Like, we'll start a grease fire, you idiot. Thank you very much.